Mary Lampert steps down from the dais at Harvard Medical School and mocks wonderment at an audience member's assertion that within 5 years there'll be a federal repository for spent nuclear fuel rods.
Well, I now believe in Santa Claus because the whole thing is going to be resolved in 5 years. And I think it's wonderful. And maybe the Easter Bunny, too.
When America began building nuclear power plants in the late 1950s, the federal government said it would handle the reactor's waste by transporting it either to a reprocessing plant or an underground repository. Neither happened. States didn't want it. So with nowhere to go, spent fuel rods are mostly stored in circulating pools of water to keep them cool. They're kept on-site at 104 reactors across the U.S., including Pilgrim in Plymouth.
There is no radioactive waste ferry. I don't think you're going to find a lot of people begging to have a deep geologic repository tomorrow. It is going to take a very, very long time. The NRC recognizes this. All grown-ups recognize this.
Lampert is the legal mind behind the anti-nuclear group Pilgrim Watch, which has battled Pilgrim's relicensing for the past 6 years. She was invited to speak when a federal commission came to Harvard last month to discuss what to do with the nation's spent nuclear fuel.
There are lots of things that can and should be done, not to mention the big one, spent fuel storage. The way it is stored now is unsafe, period.
With no off-site location for the waste, the U.S. nuclear industry is in a bind, and people like nuclear engineer Arnie Gunderson say it's a dangerous one. Gunderson worked at Nuclear Energy Services in Connecticut in the 1990s when he blew the whistle on the company for storing radioactive material in an accounting safe. He points to the GE Mark I reactors as being particularly vulnerable to trouble because of where the spent fuel is stored, in what is essentially the reactor building's attic. Pilgrim is a Mark I reactor, as are 5 reactors at Fukushima, Japan.
The roof is exactly like a Sears storage shed or a high school gym. It's only a metal structure, and immediately below that roof is the spent fuel pool. When Fukushima 4 exploded, that was from hydrogen gas that came out of the fuel pool. And the reason the NRC ordered a 50-mile evacuation is because the Fukushima 4 fuel pool was exposed to the air.
Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley says Japan's experience made clear the threats associated with not handling nuclear power safely.
We have situations like Japan that indicate there are risks involved with the kinds of storage that we currently have here in Massachusetts.
Beyond their location, critics say the sheer number of spent fuel rods is a problem. During Pilgrim's 40 years of operation, its cooling pool has been crammed with more and more spent fuel rods. Cape and Islands Senator Dan Wolf says he's concerned that Pilgrim's pool now contains 3 times the number of fuel rods it originally was licensed to hold.
We really need to ask some tough questions about why a plant that was designed to hold 800 rods has been allowed to expand that in the same area up to 3,000 rods.
Pools of water are not the only choice for storing spent fuel rods. In Japan, rods stored in steel-reinforced concrete vaults called dry casks held up well during the disaster. But NRC spokesperson Neil Sheehan says there are risks associated with moving fuel around, and the NRC has no immediate plans to compel reactor owners to do so.
Our view is that spent fuel pool storage is a safe option, as is dry cask storage. We'll continue to look at that, and some plants obviously have they're moving on that on their own.
About 2/3 of the U.S. nuclear power plants have some type of dry cask storage, including Seabrook and Vermont Yankee. Pilgrim is looking to do the same. In fact, it has to. Its storage pool is so packed with spent fuel rods, it's approaching the point where no more will fit. Pilgrim licensing manager Joseph Lynch says that if the plant is going to continue to operate, some of the spent fuel will have to come out of the pool.
We are fine right up to where we're licensed, which is to June of 2012. But in order for us to go into the 20 years of extended operation, once we receive NRC approval, we would have to rely upon alternative ways of storing fuel, and the dry cask fuel storage is the most logical and safe solution for us.
For years, the government has collected a tax for the sole purpose of moving spent fuel into a national repository. There's more than $35 billion in that fund now. But with no repository in sight, both nuclear power opponents and advocates say it's time for the Department of Energy to spend the money, and dry cask storage is a good place to start. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.